As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, August the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions. Yeah, we might even talk about them, too. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place. At the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, excuse me, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast, and we thank them for doing so. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals open higher on depressing financial news and other foolishness, which we'll talk about in the market segment. Dead lay beats the IRS. DSK goes bye-bye. Cuban Jewess disses the UN and China labor woes. All in the news basket. UN, future cities, Dan Smoot, Lucretius, the nature of the universe, the new world of Henry St. Simon, physiology, social classes, all that later in the broadcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, Tuesday. I'd love to say that. Got that from my dad. August the 30th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $35.80 at $1,824.30 a troy ounce. Silver this morning up 62 cents at $45.50 a troy ounce. Platinum up 17 bucks at $1,837. Palladium this morning up $14 at $766 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market are pretty widespread shaping up here. $1,782.90 for a low, $1,833.50 for a high, but at $1,824.30 your gold was up $587 even for a 47.41% year-to-year return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning. You can find out all about that at lbma.org, I believe. The London Bullion Market Association set the price at $1,791, leaning towards the upper end here, ready to cross into the 1800 zone. We'll see where they fix it in the afternoon. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged. They claim to be holding this morning 1,230.80 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $70.7 billion at these spot prices. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 255 at 11,539. The NASDAQ closed up 82 at 2,562. And the S&P 500, that standard no so very poor 500 index, closed up 33 at 1210. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report, a review for those of you that are way at the top of the hour, news and weather break with your local stations. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $35.80 at $1,824.30. I can see that all morning. So, silver up 62 cents at $45.50, platinum up 17 at $18.37, palladium up 14 at $7.66, the lows and the highs, pretty widespread here, $1,782.90 for a low, $1,833.50 for a high. Your gold is up year to year, $587, 47.41% return on your investment. Once again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, for all of those out there in the stock market, closed up 255 at 11,539. The NASDAQ closed up 82 at 2562. And that old S&P 500, going to come up in the news basket this morning, closed up 33 at 12.10. And crude oil this morning off 73 cents, altogether too high if you ask me, but it's running at $86.54 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas Intermediate, delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 38 basis points at 74.06, which drastically impacts the foreign exchange rates. Everybody in the red this morning in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership agreement, where we find the Canadian loonie off 33 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. buckaroonie for $1.02. The Mexican peso this morning, absolutely perfect 0.8008 cents U.S. off 33 basis points at 12.5041 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning off 65 basis points at 1.44. The British pound down 54 basis points at $1.63. The Swiss franc still under assault from its Swiss bankers off 40 basis points this morning at $1.22 U.S. In the bond market, the two-year treasuries yielding at 0.20%. The 10-year, that's the benchmark yield on those bond, U.S. bonded indebtedness, the 10-year treasuries at 2.19%, the 30 at 3.53. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where this morning the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 3.58% a month ago to 3.46 this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.47 to 4.31%, your prime rate. Locked in iron, chiseled in stone at 3.25%, unchanged. And the gold-to-silver ratio is going to take you 43.98 ounces of silver to bring you home 1 ounce of gold. You know, this morning, we've got, let's see if we can use December the 21st of 2012 as the end of the Mayan long count calendar. We got 123 days remaining in this year, 355 days next year. So we got 478 days remaining until the end of the world as we know it. Of course, that's if you're waiting for Quetzalcoatl to come back again. When I was a young feller going to school, my senior year in high school, I had to take a Washington State history class, and the instructor was an absolute fruitcake. Anyway, he had his class all set up as the Quetzalcoatl room, and so I had to suffer that 1 hour every morning as a senior in high school and then duke out and go to a job. Anyway, the Quetzalcoatl Club. Wow. Isn't that a bunch of stuff and nonsense? Let's jump into the Econoday calendar and see what's happening this morning. Lots of happenings going on in the Econoday's calendar. The ICSE Goldman store sales is out. The Red Book is out. Case-Shiller is out. Consumer Confidence Report is out. We'll go and look at all of that. Open that one over here. Pick that one up. State Street Investor Confidence. We'll open that one up. Yesterday, we got the pending home sales out. Tomorrow, mortgage bankers purchase apps. We'll go there tomorrow. Challenger job cut. The employment report. The Chicago PMI. Factory orders. Petroleum status on Thursday. The motor vehicle sales. The monster employment index. The jobless claims. Man, if we can get through this week without having the cheese slide off the cracker, we will indeed be lucky. Let's see what some of these reports look like. How about a little bit of consumer confidence? You feeling confident this morning, America? Well, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rose 1.9% in July to 59.5 from a revised 57.6, so confidence is up. However, these levels are very depressed and far from an 80 reading that would be consistent with strong economic conditions. That's right, very depressed. All right, everybody. How about a shot of scotch for breakfast? The expectations, how about a brandy and Benedictine on a heater for me, thank you. Or maybe just a jigger of Yukon Jack in my coffee. The expectations component gained 3 points to 75.4, while the present situation index slipped 1.9 points to 35.7. While more respondents say jobs are hard to get, no kidding, and describe current business conditions as bad, there's less pessimism for coming months. I ran into a fellow yesterday when I stopped in at the post office, a guy I hadn't seen for a long time, one of the most interesting people you will ever meet, folks, if you ever get a chance to meet Mr. Ron. Well, he is a very interesting guy. He's a digger. He knows how to wander through the woods and find herbs and perennials and plants of interest to folks. Most of his shipping, his first big shipment for this year, the fall shipment, is going where? It's going overseas. It's going to Sweden because they've got money we don't over here. but a very interesting guy. This is a guy that knows how to drum up work out of nothing. Very interesting. But he told me times have been really tough. He even had to resort for a while to a temporary job working at Wally World. That's right, Walmart, in their garden center. What a sad state of affairs that is. State Street Investor Confidence Index. The State Street Investor Confidence Index measures confidence by looking at actual levels of risk in investment portfolios. This is not an attitude survey. The State Street Investor Confidence Index measures confidence directly by assessing the changes in investor holdings. Well, anyway, not much in that to report. Let's go to the next one. The Pending Home Sales Index. The turmoil over the federal debt ceiling debate and the drop of in 401k balances as stocks dropped off. And we're talking about the $2.3 trillion that went missing out of the stock market in July carried over to contract signings for existing homes. In other words, not a good report. Pending home sales declined 1.3% in July after a 2.4% jump in the prior month. You average them both out, well, not looking good. Signings, and nonetheless, signings are nonetheless above year-ago levels, up 14.4% in July. All regions show monthly declines except the West, which continues to show the highest levels of sales contract activity. Also, expectations for closings for existing home sales are likely to be down, given the fact that a shrinking share of signings has actually made it to the closing due to tighter lending standards and other factors. So even though you get your windshield drive with your realtor and you get to do a little FaceTime and disclose everything right down to your shoe size to the banker, they then take your paperwork, file it in the round file, and say, sorry, Mr. Will, you'll have to sleep in that culvert one more night.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
So when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do, including Irene. That's right. Build it up big, sell it big, and see if we can't get people to go shopping. And they did. They were out there getting their butt lights and 200-mile-an-hour duct tape and buying plywood like it was going out of style. But nevertheless, it didn't help. Here it is. The ICSC Goldman store sales preparation for Hurricane Irene helped to end four straight weeks of same-store sales declines. God. Oh, good morning, America, right? Anyway, according to the ICSC Goldman, whose tally rose 0.1% in the August 27th week, the year-on-year rate, which has fallen 1 full percent. You see what this whole thing is about, folks? It's a scam, you know, right? Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Right. What a scam. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Anyway, the year-on-year rate, which has fallen 1 full percentage point since late July, is unchanged at a plus 3%. The report's holding on to its full-month ex-gas call for a year-on-year midpoint of 3.5. Well, anyway, who knows what these numbers are all about? That's what economists do. They make numbers. It's a numbers game. It's a confidence game. The Red Book. Here's another one. Those retailers selling basic staples like food, water, batteries, and cheap Chinese hand torches did well in the August 27th week as consumers on the East Coast braced for Hurricane Irene. According to Redbook, whose same store year-on-year sales tally rose 4/10 to a plus 4%. But the gain isn't enough to offset softness earlier in the month as Redbook's month-to-month gauge slipped 0.1%. Very low. The next news on the retail sales will be the chain store report on Thursday, and I'm sure we'll have that then. Well, as long as we're going to talk about Irene. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. Hurricane Irene poses a test to the retooled U.S. Emergency Agency. Now, you know, other than Goldman Sachs and Lloyd Blankfein, FEMA is my perennial whipping boy. I have no use for them whatsoever. This article by Catherine Dodge. Dodge. That's Chrysler. Oh, my. Go in and look at the Abrams tanks. General Dynamics. Chrysler. I wish I didn't have one in the driveway, but I do. Got it for that Cummins turbo diesel engine, which seems to run better than the Dodge. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, credited by local authorities for its response to tornadoes earlier this year, faces another and grander test as Hurricane Irene advances. Well, that dates the article, this from the 26th. Even as the reorganized agency stages for Irene's onslaught along the East Coast of the United States, stationing hurricane supplies in North Carolina, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, another federal agency that tracks severe weather is facing budget cuts to a system that aids in predictions and advisories about tornadoes and hurricanes over the weekend. Saw one of these volunteer fire departments, and they had about 45 sandbags set out for people to pick up in front of their building. Yeah, 45 sandbags. What are you going to do with 45 sandbags? Make a pyramid and sit on the top of them? Not enough to do anything, but it sure looked good for the photo op. Anyway, the administrator of FEMA, that would be Craig, or I shouldn't say it that way, Will. Craig Fugate, that's Fugate, has stressed local preparedness and evacuation orders. It's become a mantra, but this audience is wiser than many. We all know where it comes from. Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59. That's right, 7.59, put it up on your tote board, remember it, memorize it. It's the promotion of a culture of safety. It's the development of a safety cult, and we live in it. They used it ever since 1992 to prepare for Y2K. Another fart in the wind. And I'm sure they're going to be using this very heavily now as we move towards the end of time and the world as we know it. Remember, we only have 478 days to be ready, and then Quetzalcoatl returns. Anyway, Fugits, FEMA, is very much forward-leaning, or leaning forward. I guess they were leaning into the wind, getting their teams pre-positioned at the state level to provide assistance quickly. Anyway, they got a bad rap from Katrina trying to do a little bit of damage control here. People need to be ready to evacuate so it's less of a strain on the system. Boy, did you see all of the reports about people staying in motels and hotels? It was a booming business. They had standing room only at the buffet. Everybody was in there for their senior discount. Anyway, FEMA, reshaped after criticism for its response to Hurricane Katrina on the Gulf Coast in 2005, was praised by local authorities for tornado response this year. Well, I guess in Joplin and in Alabama. Anyway, Fugate here is a former one-time paramedic from Gainesville, and they say he's been nothing but great. Enough of that article. Let's go to the next one. FEMA, man. Locally. The E-911 bunker here in sunny southwest Missouri. They're going for another tax increase to continue financing their pyramid scheme. Yeah, so's the jails, the sheriff. Everybody's out for money. Money. Everybody else is in the hopper, but police and military, they're moving forward. Alex Kowalski writing this one. Home prices in the U.S. showed signs of stabilizing in June. Stabilizing. That's the kind of terminology you get from the emergency room when you stabilize the patient. They're hanging on, man. They got all the things plugged in. The paddles are ready to go. They got the drugs on the table beside them. They got the IV bag hooked in. That's what's happening. Residential real estate prices in the U.S. decreased in the year ended in June at a slower pace than in the prior months. I got their parachute out and they're going over the cliff. A sign the market may be stabilizing. It's dying a little bit slower than it was a minute ago. The S&P Case-Shiller Index of property values in 20 cities fell 4.5% from June. So we always give you the Econoday article first so you know where all these numbers came from. That way you can read them and weep on your own. Check them out. Don't just take it at face value. The S&P Case-Shiller Index of property values, this audience knows what that is, many don't, in 20 cities fell 4.5% from June in 2010 after a 4.6 drop in the 12 months ended in May, blah, blah, blah. The housing market is depressed. Gosh, everybody seems to be depressed this morning. Anika Khan. What a name. An economist at Wells Fargo Securities LLC in Charlotte, North Carolina, said before the report, I mean, go anywhere you can to get an expert say, you know, Anika Khan, she's ready to step up to the plate. Quote, we'll get some volatility, but no real gains. So we're not looking for a recovery for how long? A few years. Well, buckle up. Be in it for the long haul here, folks. Survey results, estimates for the price change from June 2011 or 2010 range from declines of 4.0% to 5.5%, according to the Bloomberg survey. And you just watch as your price of the property that you own goes down and down and down. Of course, if you're waiting to buy, keep waiting. Wait a couple more years. Just go ahead, keep renting. You might be able to get quite a bargain. Of course, here in sunny southwest Missouri, our tax folk just had their annual land sale where they sell all the property that they've foreclosed from people, throwing them out into the sun in the summertime and into the wind and cold in the wintertime, kicking them off their land when the real boss comes in and tells you, hey, you didn't pay your taxes, you're out of here, Bubba. Well, they had some huge number of properties, but they weren't able to sell them all. They had fewer buyers this year than ever. Fewer people stepping up to the plate. That means that even in a fire sale, people don't have the money to buy foreclosed properties. Not looking good. China, having a problem of their own, facing dwindling labor supplies. Who'd have thunk it, right? Billions and billions are crawling all over each other in the rice paddies in China. Well, things are changing. This tells you how short-sighted the population reduction and the abortion program is. whole peoples can die out with their stupid plans. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you for getting involved in that. Anyway, Bill Gates' program is working. So is the feminists, and the abortionists are just going full tilt boogie.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
It would seem almost impossible, but China again facing dwindling labor supplies. This is by Bloomberg News. Lin Changjai is battling to save a family business making towels, cushions, and robes in the eastern city of Ningbo as a dwindling supply of workers force him to pay higher wages. Here's a quote. "I have to find a new way," close quote, says Lin, 29, who's turning his Dejin textile company into an online fashion retailer to cut costs and keep the business from closing. Quote, "Wages are going up, up, up. If we don't like somebody's work, we can't say anything in case they leave."
Wow. Yeah, I don't make this stuff up, man. I just find it on Bloomberg. Share it with you in the morning.
China's three-decade-old one-child policy. There's a real problem with this, folks. There's a real problem with this stuff, you know, birth control pills, swinging your purse on the sidewalk, gals, going to see the abortion guy. You think that's a
morning after solution? I don't. China's three-decade-old one-child policy will accelerate declines in the workforce, forcing companies to upgrade to higher-value products in the way Japan did in the 60s and 70s. China may have as little as 5 years to make the transition to avoid a slump in economic growth, according to Sung Ming Cheng, an analyst at the Daiwa Capital Markets in Hong Kong and former economist at China's State Administration of Foreign Exchange. It is a communist country, China's State Administration of Foreign Exchange, part of the central bank. He said growth may decline in 2016 and 2020 as low-cost producers fail and investment falls away. Quote, "This is the big issue in China on which everything will turn," close quote, said Barry Eichengreen, an economics professor at the University of California, Berkeley. Wouldn't imagine he's left coast. And former senior policy advisor of the International Monetary Fund, who contributed to the 2010 book, Emerging Giants, China and India in the World Economy. China needs to really accelerate this transition. In other words, they're facing a shortage of labor. Well, it goes on, factory workers, the pool... the pool of 15 to 24-year-olds, a mainstay for factories making cheap clothes, 15 to 24-year-olds making cheap clothes, toys, and electronic products, will fall by almost 62 million people to a total of 164 million in half the population of the United States. In the 15 years through 2025, United Nations projections show the demographic shift is a result of the one-child policy implemented in 1979. Products such as shoes, clothes, and furniture that the General Administration of Customs, wow, doesn't classify as quote-unquote high-tech, accounted for about 68% of China's exports last year, or $1.09 trillion, a little change from the 71% share in 2005 when they were worth $544 billion. The agency's figures show exports accounted for more than a fifth of China's gross domestic product. High-tech industries include aerospace and aviation, medical instruments, software, computers, and telecommunications. The low-end manufacturing industry is tough and will be getting tougher day by day as both labor and land costs are rising, said Zhu Hui, 39, the owner of the Wenzhou Dazan photoelectricity company in Zhejiang province of South Shanghai. She, that's a female name there, Zhu Hui, although you would never know it, she switched, now look at this, talk about entrepreneurs, she switched to making LEDs and solar parts. My God, what do you do, whip them things up out of rice paddy? I'd grind up a little rice flour, go out and beat it out of the ground. She switched to making LEDs and solar parts after starting off in the 1990s manufacturing sunglasses that sold for a dollar or two. Quote, "Either you go for high-tech, high-value-added industry, or you just perish." Well, Zhu Hui, 39-year-old lady, seems to be pretty bright. China's income growth and stage of economic development is similar to Japan in 1969. You know, that's when we were getting all the cheap Chinese plastic crap out of Japan. Of course, it wasn't crap. You know, see, when I say crap, I'm talking about Communist Red Army products. It's an acronym. If the United Nations can use acronyms, if Roosevelt could use acronyms, well, so can I. Anyway, only five economies, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Singapore, have moved from middle-income nations to developed country status while maintaining relatively high growth rates. According to the Nobel laureate, of course, if Barry the Usurper can get a Nobel Prize, I guess Michael Spence's prize has been diminished. He's a professor of economics and business at the New York University Stern School of Business. You know, Barry got his for peace. This guy got his for economics. I wouldn't take this guy's advice for very much. Inflation is serious. China's economic growth may ease to 9.2% this quarter. 9.2% growth. We're schlepping along in the negative digits from 9.5 in the previous 3 months.
China's Securities Journal report on August 16th, citing the State Information Center. See, this is a very communist country. The country's inflation may rise to about 6.2% in the same period from 5.7% in the previous quarter, the report said. Quote, inflation is serious now, said Chen Mai, 23, during her lunch break in southern manufacturing city of Dunaguan. Chen, a migrant, said she's earning about twice the monthly minimum wage of 1,100 yuan. Sounds pretty good till you do the math. That's $172 U.S. The monthly wage? Wow, $172 a month. Let's see, times divided by four is like four times. That's five, not five, no. That's less than $50 a week. What is that, $45 a week? And expects $45 a week, that's about a dollar an hour. And expects pay at the garment factory where she works to keep rising as prices increase. Well, let's talk about prices increasing. You can wait and watch to see this happen at Wally World. Just about the time that all of our businesses have gone south or east, we're going to start paying more and more as the prices at Wally World go up and up and up. The single most important investment theme for China's manufacturing sector over the next 5 years is its upgrading, potential outperformance of the sector, blah, blah, blah. Forget textiles and all that. This is the future of China, said Lin. That would be Diane Lin, fund manager, Sydney-based fund, Pengana Capital Limited, manages about $1 billion in global assets. She said, if you go and look back to Japan in the early 70s, it was a net importer of machinery as well. And within only 3 to 4 years, it overtook the U.S. and became a net exporter. You see, every time we give an inch, they take 30 miles. That's right. Then they come back and they buy up our country. Why are we doing that? This is stupid. For ages, people believe the Chinese can only make stuff like toys, clothes, and hand torches. Hand torches. They'd be flashlights. They sold a lot of flashlights on the East Coast. You know, they're all in your prepared. They're in your bug out bags. That's right. These cheap Chinese hand torches. All cheap, he says, and of bad quality. Sany's senior vice president Zhou Zhengcheng said in an interview in Changsha, the capital city of the southern Hunan province, quote, our dream is to change this bad image. That's right. They ain't going to make cheap flashlights anymore. They're not going to make any more things like stuffed toys and clothes. No, they're going high tech, and you're going to pay through the nose for it as a result. Here's a little bit more. We would avoid Komatsu because we think that the Chinese companies will increase their competitiveness over the medium term, Lin said. Komatsu is the world's second largest maker of construction and mining equipment. Now remember, Caterpillar is the world's number one, and Chinese Komatsu, number two, closing in. I don't believe consumers in the United States or Europe are prepared to pay more, said Bruce Rockowitz, the chief executive officer of Hong Kong-based Li Feng, the world's biggest supplier of toys to retailers. That's right. You're going to have to pay more for your G.I. Joe. Maybe they'll have Lady Gaga dolls in the future. I don't know. Xi's task. The task of managing the transition in China's economy may fall to President, Vice President Xi Jinping, who is expected to assume leadership of the Communist Party. You get that? Underline that. They don't make it up. It's real. The Communist Party. Next year, and succeed Hu Jintao as president in 2013. You talk about predictive programming. You talk about selecting the leaders. They already know who's going to be the president in 2013. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll have Rick Perry. The new leaders will oversee a five-year plan. This is God's plan. This is right out of the Soviet Union. Anyway, it's a page out of the little red book, Chairman Mao. And they talk about static emerging industries, and then it closes out this way. In 5 years, we may have a very big retail business, he says, or we may be closed. Anyway, that's right out of news out of China, right off the Bloomberg website. Let's go on. Things aren't looking too good there. They're not looking too good here. When we come back, we'll hit the European economic confidence and United Kingdom's economic confidence. Neither have any.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere. even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Oh, good old Klaus Willie writing this one for Bloomberg. European economic confidence falls the most since December of 2008. Another Bloomberg article. You know, I do go to Bloomberg a lot. You know, Michael Bloomberg, he was out there on the front page all over the news over the weekend, as well as he was telling everybody to have a stiff upper lip or something else and get ready for Irene. Well, they got a little water. I noticed a couple of videos where the water was sloshing over the East River, you know, seawall and stuff like that. And, you know, that's kind of an annoyance. Definitely water. But anyway, things like that happen when you live near the water. If you wanted to live on a mountaintop, you should move there. Anyway, this one, European economic confidence falls. All right. Talk about the American consumer confidence falling. Well, here we go. European confidence in the economic outlook in August plunged the most since December of 2008. That had anything to do with selling all the gold. That was Gordon Brown, wasn't it? As a persistent debt crisis roiled markets and clouded growth prospects across the 17-nation euro region. That's right. And losing confidence on the euro region. An index of executive and consumer sentiment in the single currency region fell to 98.3 from a revised 103 in July. We should go back and look at this history of banking, you'd understand why this idea of a single currency region is a stupid idea. They do a lot of stupid things in a very stupid world that we live in. Anyway, that's the lowest since May of 2010. Economists had forecast a decline to 1 on 100.2. They put all these numbers out there as if that really means something to us, right? These numbers mean something to the numbers people, all the chartists and the waivers, but they don't mean much to us. It's just the information that they tell us that has some value. The euro area's economic prospects are deteriorating as national governments cut spending in a bid to narrow deficits and tackle the debt crisis. Well, the risk of recession in the euro area has clearly increased as demand from Asia is flagging. And government's efforts to cut fiscal deficits are curbing domestic consumption. So people are not buying this cheap Chinese plastic crap. And the demand from Asia for, maybe Mercedes-Benz and Audis and BMWs is waning. Maybe they're not interested in having so many of those windmills, Don Quixote's windmills, coming out of Denmark. Well, maybe Siemens electrical stuff is not working too good. You know why? Because as soon as the Chinese buy anything imported into China, it's like having a pack of locusts going over it. They take it apart completely. They diagram everything. They use micrometers. They take photographs, circles, arrows, and drawings. And they only buy one of them. And then the next thing you know, coming right out of the woods, here comes another one made in China. Looks just like the ones they're selling in Europe. I haven't seen yet a Mercedes-Benz knockoff or a Rolls-Royce knockoff, but I would imagine that sometime in the future we'll see them. The European Central Bank bond purchases, the euro extended losses after the data was released. A gauge of sentiment among the European manufacturers dropped to a minus 2.9. European leaders have struggled to contain a debt crisis that originated in Greece, has forced Ireland and Portugal to seek bailouts as well. European Central Bank began buying Spanish and Italian government bonds on August the 8th. Just doesn't sound good. Modest pace. The European Central Bank president, here's the key line, why we read these articles, Jean-Claude Trichet, said yesterday, Jean-Claude Trichet on Friday was sharing matzo balls and mitzvah with Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel Bernanke. So they got all together over there at the Jackson Hole. I can't even imagine what they were doing to Jackson's Hole, but they probably did. The European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet said yesterday, so anything that he said yesterday, he probably picked up at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Anyway, he said that the Frankfurt-based central bank is reviewing its assessment of inflation risks on slower growth in the euro area. Sounds like Benny's report from Jackson Hole, doesn't it? Slowing growth may prompt the ECB to refrain from increasing borrowing costs further after it raised its benchmark rate twice this year. Looking ahead, we continue to see the euro area economy growing at a modest pace. That's what Timmy Geithner said, in a context of overall relatively sound economic fundamentals for the euro area as a whole. So you just keep looking, and if you search high and low, you will find those relatively sound economic fundamentals. Well, let's see what the UK has to say. Funny. Same article, different title. UK company confidence in economy plunges to the lowest since the 2009 recession. You see the problem with this globalization stuff, folks? Once you get a disease in the body politic, it goes globally. We used to be able to do things like quarantines. You keep all of the trouble in Venice, or you keep all of the trouble in Florence, or you keep all of the trouble in Paris, or Brussels, or London. Not any longer. Now, when one part of the global economy gets a head cold, everyone sneezes. An index of British companies' optimism and the economy compared with 3 months earlier dropped to a minus 3 from 19 in July. Well, is it dropping to a minus 3 from a plus 19? I guess it is. When the gauge declined 17 points, the units of Lloyds Banking Group, now I've been reading an article, maybe I'll even share some of it with you this week, out of the Encyclopedia Britannica, 1953, I think it is, in regards to banking. Very interesting. Had to go there and find out more about the Medici and the Venetian bankers. But while I was reading the article, I found all of these very interesting links. You know, I don't know how many of you know about Midland Bank, Midlands Bank.
Midland Bank got absorbed by HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. Very interesting looking at the history of banking in the United Kingdom and Europe. Very interesting indeed. So we see Barclays Capital PLC, we see HSBC, we've got Jamie Dimon with the J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, some of the biggest banks on the planet. And they all share similar roots. Interesting. The sharp fall reflects a variety of factors, including concerns about slowing global growth, the U.S. ratings downgrade, and the inability of policymakers to fix the euro-era sovereign debt crisis. Of course, we should expect it. They're trying to move us into a global monetary system. We've already got the International Monetary Fund. Funny. But anyway, the article continues. Prospects for the economy in the second half of the year look to be somewhat weaker than previously anticipated. So I would suggest you might go out there and stock up a little bit. Go out to Sam's Club and get you another case or two of canned chicken or something. S&P 500 at Reagan recession values after a $2.3 trillion drop. Curious. $2.3 trillion. Is that the money that was taken out of and gone missing from the Pentagon? I don't know. But M. Yong Huang, writing this one for Bloomberg, investors are paying less for equities than they have during every recession since Ronald Reagan was president, amid growing concern that the economy is on the edge of another recession. Let's see now, if you go from a recession over to the edge of another recession, and then you go into that recession, what do you call that? In economic speak. Real trouble, I think. Anyway, bears say the valuation show the U.S. remains in the slowdown that began in 2007. I thought the recession was over. I thought we were in recovery. Well, unlike under Reagan, that'd be Ronald Reagan's appellation given to him while he was governor of California, Ronnie Reagan's. He was the guy talking about, well, Nancy, look at your tea leaves and tell us, when will the Martians arrive? Unlike under Reagan's, when the U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, that son of a beaver-tailed bobcat, raised borrowing costs as high as 20%. That's right. Bankrupted old Willie. They sure did. They drove me right out. Took me right down to my socks and shoes. Cleaned me out. They raised the borrowing costs as high as 20% to combat inflation. Interest rates are already near zero. You know, if you want to make enemies, lifelong enemies, just go in and clean the clock on the young entrepreneurs in the nation. And they did. And a lot of us are still pissed. Leaving policymakers fewer tools to boost the economy. What tools? What tools? Bulls say the ratios are so low because they reflect indiscriminate selling by investors convinced that any slowdown will turn into a repeat of the 2008 credit crisis. Yeah, we're still in it, and it ain't coming over soon. We'll be back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com for a station ID. All those AM and FM affiliates out there across the hinterlands that may be carrying the broadcast this morning, their local listening audiences, we certainly thank them for doing so. If you'd like to call in through the broadcast, you can do that as well at 866-841-1065. All of our contact information, our website, all that, becomevocallocal.com. If you want to jump into the chat room with us, we're all chitty-chatting away in there. And you can go and find all of our archived broadcasts, a couple of years' worth, at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, the the mothership of this fine broadcasting network. Anyway, let us continue right along looking at this article out of the news basket today. The S&P 500, $2.3 trillion drop. Yeah, at Reagan's recession values. A little bit more on this one. I'm talking about some terrific values out there in companies, but it's a question of timing, said John Massey, a Jersey City, New Jersey-based fund manager who helps to oversee $13 billion at Sun America Asset Management in a telephone interview on the 26th. Quote, right now, the market is very short-term sighted. That's right. You better not get involved with the longs. Long positions could be disastrous. Anyway, every day the market is up or down, and it's much more of a macro call than anything else. $2.3 trillion drop. About $2.3 trillion has been erased from the market value of U.S. equities since the S&P 500 recent high on July the 22nd. You know, they fired the boy that was the president of that division there. They fired that guy and replaced him. And that's the booksellers. Who are those guys? I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, $2.3 trillion. How would you like to be one of those? I hope you're not one of those people out there all across America that watched your equity shares just go to zero. That's the reason why we don't go there. Why, for years, everybody's been encouraging you to consider, just contemplate the idea, just the notion of gold and silver. I mean, you go back and look at the Constitution, you know, and all that, but hey, gold is money, so silver been that way for a long time, even since the days of the florin, you know, the Medicis, gold, florin. A long, long time ago, before the Reformation, before the Renaissance, they were dealing in gold, baby. And it's been around a while, all right? So if you get out there and you get yourself into the Federal Reserve world and you're all covered up with that toxic currency, don't be surprised if you sleep with the devil that you get raped by the devil and perhaps even murdered before morning and they pulled $2.3 trillion out of the value of the S&P. Anywho, continuing along, it says here, worst performers, and it talks about more of them. Let's see if I want any more Reagan inflation. Here we go. Runaway inflation at the start of Reagan's presidency in 1981. Now, see, that was a really good thing, pretty much. You know, you could watch as the property values were going up year to year. Man, it was like the price of gold. It was just going up, baby. So you rolled up your sleeve and you bought one of these little wreckers, these little junkers, these little wartime ramblers or something like that. And you would go in there and gut them out, you know, put in all new plumbing. I did a lot of copper work in those days, all new copper
wiring, new breaker boxes, man, all that sort of stuff, you know, GFCI outlets in the kitchen and the bathroom, and you come back in and put in new drywall and insulation and weather stripping and all that. And you get it all put back together in brand new cabinets, brand new flooring, brand new carpets, and you would double or triple your investment. Man, it was great. You could do it in a year. Of course, then they pulled the plug. It got to the point where the inflation and the interest rates were so high that nobody, and I mean nobody, could buy nothing. 20, 21, 22% mortgages. Folks, today they're giving the mortgages away. A 2-year, a 15-year mortgage at 3.46%. Wow, what a bargain that is. Anyway, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So talking a little bit about Reagan inflation here as we cruise into the second hour of today's two-hour transmission. Again, you can find our chat room at becomevocallocal.com, and you can call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. However, I'm on one computer today, and so things are a little bit dicey, kind of having to jump around. So if you do call in, just hang in there. Maybe I'll find you. Maybe I won't. But anyway, back to the article again. Runaway inflation at the start of Reagan's presidency in 1981 spurred Volcker. Let me Paul Volcker.
formerly chairs the Fed, had the same job that Alan Greenspan got after him, and then, of course, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. Anyway, pushing the U.S. economy into a recession until November of 1982. And that really hurt. S&P's 500 multiple sank to an average of 8 times earnings. They always talk about the earnings, you know. Anyway, let's go on a little bit further. And 10-year Treasury yields above 15%. Treasury yields above 15% this morning. The 2-year yield is 0.20. And friends, they've gone as far. They've used up their tools. Of course, that's what they're about to say here. I guess they've been. This author has been listening to Become Vocal Local. Here's the quote. The Fed's used up a lot of their big ammunition already, close quote. I've been saying for several years that they've been firing blanks. Anyway, the Fed used up a lot of their big ammunition already, said Bruce Biddles. Not to be confused with Biddles. He and Jackson went head-to-head. Who helps oversee $85 billion as the chief investment strategist at the Milwaukee-based Robert W. Baird & Company in an August 26 phone interview. Quote, with earnings expectations coming down, price-to-earnings ratios are likely to remain lower than anticipated as well. And it goes on. There's lots more in here. You can certainly read about it. Alcoa, the country's biggest aluminum producer, and Caterpillar, Inc., the world's biggest maker of construction and mining equipment, were among the worst performers in the Dow Jones Industrial Average in the last month. Of course, China going to wipe out Caterpillar's preeminence in the construction and mining equipment industry. Matt's right. The market's anticipating economic growth will slow. And earnings estimates are going to have to come lower. My gut is the stock market is attractive at these levels and we won't go into a recession. We'll be in a sluggish growth environment and eventually stocks will do better, said Mark Bronzo. Well, I'd recommend that if you're investing with Mark Bronzo at the Security Global Investors in Irvington, New York, you find another broker and do so quickly. Here's an article, rather unusual. I always look for these articles and bring them to you when we can find them. But Republicans to unveil a bill to force major changes at the UN. Headline, sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Republicans to unveil bill to force major changes at the UN. Well, as they say, the devil's in the details, and there's some matzo floating in the soup. Nicole Goyette and Bill Varner writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. House Republicans are planning to introduce legislation today. That's yesterday, that seeks to force major changes at the United Nations using as leverage the U.S.'s 22% contribution to the world's body's operating budget. Now, everyone wants to get rid of this. I mean, if there was really a terrorist attack, they shouldn't have had to fly around and do all that careful, dicey flying to get into the World Trade Center buildings. They could have come in like kamikazes, right over the river, straight up, and right into the side of the United Nations building. But they didn't do that. They didn't do that. It's kind of a shrine, you know. They have the black stone in there. Anyhow, here's the rest of the article. The bill by Ileana Ross-Lehtinen. Interesting name, kind of a Finnish twist on the end of it there, but who is this Ileana Ross? Anybody ever heard of her before? First time I've heard of her this morning. Do you know who Ileana Ross-Lehtinen is? The Republican chairwoman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Let's see, Foreign Affairs Magazine. Who publishes that, would require the UN to adopt a voluntary budget model in which countries selectively fund UN agencies. You'd be selective. It'd be voluntary compliance. You would pick the amount of, well, it'd be like a contribution. It'd be like an indulgence, you know. It'd be like a donation to the UN, rather than according to a set formula, all right? So this opens the doorway to sanctions, really. If you fall out of favor with one company, one country, they might withhold their support. I wonder, see, at this point, my curiosity, my antennas of discernment started to creep up in the early hours this morning reading this article. Again, countries would selectively fund the United Nations agencies rather than according to a set formula. It would end funding for
Palestinian refugees. Limit the use of U.S. funds to only purposes outlined by Congress. What would that be, anyway?
The Noahide laws, perhaps?
And stop contributions to peacekeeping operations until management changes are made. I guess that's like telling Adolf Hitler that we're going to have a global boycott.
Mm-hmm.
The legislation represents the leading edge of Republican moves. Of course, it really shouldn't surprise us here. The Radical Red Republican Party been communist since the beginning. The legislation represents the leading edge of Republican moves against the world body. God, I thought that the John Birch Society had been against these guys forever. In fact, in a moment, I'll share a little bit with you from the Invisible Government, Dan Smoot, hard copy in front of me. But the legislation represents the leading edge of the Republican moves against the world body at a time when the usurper's administration is increasingly building its foreign policy around multilateral institutions. Vicky would probably find this article interesting. Making the alliance-based approach central to its stance on Libya. Of course, you know, we had a coalition of the willing. The bill may advance in the Republican-controlled House, but is likely to hit opposition in the Senate and from Barry the usurper. All right? Very interesting. End the funding for Palestinian refugees. I wonder who might be behind this piece of legislation. Ross Lehtinen had UN reform on her agenda even before the Florida congresswoman gained leadership of the committee in January, calling the New York-based body a stew of corruption, mismanagement, and negligence. Well, she said that in 2010. The U.S. pays 22% of the UN's regular operations budget and is assessed 27% of the peacekeeping budget. Reasons, in my opinion, enough to get us out of the United Nations and the United Nations out of the United States. Get them out of the New York City. The U.S. payments totaled $3.35 billion in 2010, of which $2.6 billion was dedicated to 16 peacekeeping operations worldwide from South Sudan to Haiti. Oh, interesting. Ross Lehtinen's aim in shifting the UN budget to a voluntary system, voluntary compliance, is still compliance, is to encourage competition for funds and therefore elicit more effective performance from the UN agencies, said a House aide familiar with the legislation. So if the UN doesn't do what the United States wants them to do, when the United States wants them to do it, at the degree of participation that the United States wants, why, we just hold our funding.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
So we'll pursue this just a little bit further here, looking at this through a Ross Lehtinen. Ross Lehtinen, LEHTINEN-S. Ross Lehtinen's aim in shifting the UN budget to a voluntary system, went through the various lists that I have, the books that I have, that show the members of the Council on Foreign Relations trying to find their name, but I don't find that name there. I don't find it under Ross, R-O-S, or Ross Lehtinen. Anyway, I wonder if she's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, or maybe she's just a member of AIPAC. I don't know. UN accomplishments. Laurenti cites UN support for U.S. missions in Afghanistan. The world bodies move to authorize limited military action in Libya at the U.S. urging and its successful work in handing over power to the legitimate winner of the Ivory Coast presidential election. On Capitol Hill, the focus is less on global affairs than on getting the U.S. fiscal house in order as concern about the debt grows. U.S. Ambassador for UN Management Reform, Joseph Torsella, wrote administrators there yesterday to complain about a decision to give employees an almost 3% raise. All right, they're giving people raises at the United Nations while everybody else is in austerity and tightening up our belts. And they continues, if passed into law, Rice Lehtinen's bill would have the U.S. withdraw a percentage of its contributions until at least 80% of the UN budget was voluntary. The bill would also withhold funding for the UN Human Rights Council. Until the State Department can certify that it doesn't include members subject to Security Council sanctions under Security Council's mandated investigations for human rights abuses or are state sponsors of terrorism. Oh, please pass the muzzle. Let me just use my Senko nail gun and get my yarmulke into my skull cap. The council membership had included Libya until it was suspended by the UN General Assembly. See how fickle these people are. Last month, Ross Lehtinen's committee approved an authorization bill that would cut by almost 10% U.S. funding for peacekeeping operations, which are assessed based on each member's nation's relative share of the global economy. Well, so it might be six of one and half a dozen of the other. 90% good, 10% poison. All kinds of stuff going on in this article. It's long. They talk about voluntary contribution. Well, that's okay. You can donate to whatever church you want, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Care whether my neighbor has 20 gods or no gods. It doesn't break my leg and it doesn't pick my pocket. Well, here, jumping over, I couldn't help myself this morning, went to Ileana Ross Lehtinen's website, Congresswoman Ross, R-O-S, dash Lehtinen, L-E-H-T-I-N-E-N, dot house.gov.
Looking under the issues, foreign affairs section, we find this. Foreign affairs issues impact all of us and are important to my work in Congress, she writes. Our foreign policy must embody our nation's noblest traditions. As chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, I will be a voice of support to our allies and of warning to our enemies. I was the committee's ranking member from 2007 to 2010. I also served as chair of the subcommittee on the Middle East and Central Asia, the subcommittee on international operations and human rights, the subcommittee on international economic policy and trade, and the subcommittees on Africa, as well as vice chair of the subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere. You don't think this woman has gained a voice in Congress? You'd be mistaken. I believe that America's role in the world should be one that isolates U.S. enemies. Isolating U.S. enemies like we're doing to Libya, Gaddafi, Muammar, while empowering and strengthening U.S. allies as we dump more and more money and weaponry into the Israeli hands. America's allies down in Mexico, as we give them more and more fully automatic and semi-automatic weapons right across the border, BATF, financing, underwriting, aiding, abetting, and contributing to the gangsters and banksters in Mexico and their drug war. Well, we have to have a drug war, you know. Anyway, I believe that America's role in the world should be one that isolates U.S. enemies while empowering and strengthening U.S. allies. As we give trillions and trillions of dollars away from the Federal Reserve to all the bankers in the world, America's allies are often the only stabilizing presence in otherwise chaotic regions of the world. Doesn't that sound familiar already? To that end, I am a strong supporter of Israel and believe that the U.S.-Israel alliance is critical to the national security interests of both nations. Rogue regimes and lawless nations should not be coddled or appeased. Oh, my. Appeasement strategy. Well, that sounds like the words that have been thrown at some of the British diplomats, appeasers, right? I am a strong supporter of sanctions and other penalties against those who support violent extremists, brutalize their own people, and have time and time again rejected calls to behave as responsible nations. And yet, talking out of one side of her face and then talking out of an anal orifice immediately thereafter, she does support Israel, who has been a strong supporter of sanctions against Palestinians, penalized those who support violent extremists. Why, they couldn't be any more violent than you could get there. Brutalize their own people. Yeah, they do that. They don't care who they kill. They'll even wipe out a whole busload of their own military just to get airtime while the 81 congressional member delegation is in Israel for their holiday. And have time and again rejected calls to behave as responsible nations. What happens? We ask Israel to behave as a responsible nation. And what do we get? A one-finger salute. And Benjamin Netanyahu comes over, speaks before our entire Congress assembled, and he gets hundreds of stand-up ovations. I've authored or helped author numerous bills which have been signed into law to impose sanctions against rogue states such as Iran, Syria, North Korea, for their illegal weapons programs and gross human rights. Of course, Israel wants to build a new nuclear reactor. As the child of political refugees, now we got it. I understand the inherent dignity of all individuals. The United States has a responsibility to speak for those who are silenced by oppression and live in the darkness of tyranny. I am and will continue to be a champion of human rights, religious freedom, and democracy. Human rights. It's the Declaration of Human Rights. She talks out of both sides of her mouth. You know, the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Rights. You Americans are going to know what it's like to have no rights anymore. The Noahide laws laying in the background there. The religious freedom. Well, religious freedom is very important for certain peoples. And democracy, you know, Israel said democracy, right? Mm-hmm. Who've been spreading democracy. Woodrow Wilson wanted to make the world safe for democracy. I'm a fierce opponent of the Castro regime in Cuba. and find how interesting that is in a moment, the Chavez regime in Venezuela and other dictatorial regimes in Latin America that will subvert the will of the people and seek to erode democratic institutions. Our hemisphere must not be allowed to follow the insidious examples of Castro's Cuba. Of course, we put Castro in power. I will continue to speak out against human rights abuses in China, North Korea, Russia, and around the globe. Well, you can just jump right over to Wiki, as I did, and see if she's got a page. And by golly, she does. Ileana Ross Lightnin. Ileana Ross Lightnin, also known as Ileana Ross, R-O-S, is a Cuban-American born as Ileana Ross White Adado. She was born in July of 1952. I was born in August of the same year. Is the U.S. representative for Florida's 18th Congressional District, serving since 1989, and she is a member of the Republican Party. We'll talk a little bit more about her and go on to other material right after this. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers! From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so just a little bit more here about Ileana Ross Lettinen. You know, you're going to see this article probably gain some traction in the media as everybody pushes now and surges into this idea of voluntary contributions to the United Nations. I mean, if it happens, it could be a very good thing. but for the reasons being proffered, I would say it's not such a good thing. But anyway, let's go a little bit further here. Off the wiki page, early life, education, and career. Ross Lehtinen was born in Havana, Cuba. One of two children born to Enrique Ross and his wife. Ross and his wife, Amando Adaro. And she received her Bachelor of Arts Education, Master of Arts in Education Leadership from Florida International University, attended so on and so forth. Well, kind of an interesting thing, however. Very interesting thing. She is Sephardim. She's Sephardim. And you might know that as Jewish. Anyway, well, let's go down here. She's really into big gay rights supporter. All right, big gay rights supporter. She says here she sides with the Democrats on many issues of gay rights. Her district includes large LGBT populations, the sick and the very sick, in South Beach in Miami Beach, Florida, in the Florida Keys. She's currently the only Republican member of the LGBT Equality Caucus, is a vice chairperson. Although she's not a co-sponsor of the Uniting American Families Act, she supports anti-hate crime laws, anti-discrimination bills, believes gays and lesbians should be allowed to serve openly in the armed forces, is a member of the Domestic Partnership Benefits and Obligations Act, voted against the federal marriage amendment, was a founding member, the only one of two Republicans and the only current Republican member of the LGBT Congressional Congress. In December of 2010, Ross Lehtinen was one of the 15 Republican House members to vote in favor of repealing the United States military don't ask, don't tell ban on openly gay service members. And there's more and more in here. All right? Lots more. Let's see if we can find it. Cuba, here we go. Let's see if I can find it. Cuba, bailout, political, where is it? Political campaigns, personal life, here we go. Yes, personal life. You got to scroll all the way down to the bottom. For those that give up early, you wouldn't see this paragraph. But she married Florida State Representative Dexter Lehtinen on June the 9th, 1984, while she was serving in the Florida legislature. They have two children, Rodrigo Lehtinen, born Amanda Michelle, and Patricia Marie. She's also the stepmother to Catherine and Douglas Lehtinen. Project Vote Smart lists Ross Lehtinen as Episcopalian. Ross Lehtinen's maternal grandparents were, however, Sephardic Jews from Turkey who had been active in Cuba's Jewish community. Her mother later converted to Catholicism. That's called Frankism. It's Frankist. Social labor, social Zionist. Shabtayan. Jacob Frank. The Frankists. They did that quite often. Anyway, then her husband, his bio is pretty light. But let's go to the last one here. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, before I go there, let me go here. Just trying to squeeze it all in. Got a lot of stuff on the browser today, a lot of things in front of me. Now let's go over to The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot. Action Program to Strengthen the United Nations, 1959. The Atlantic Union advocates, having gotten nowhere in 10 years of trying to push their resolution through Congress, changed their tactics. In 1959, Straits Atlantic Union Committee published a pamphlet entitled, Our One Best Hope for Us, for the United Nations, for all of mankind, recommended an action program to strengthen the UN. So from 1959 to the year 2011, things have changed. But not changed strongly enough. This action program asked the U.S. Congress to pass a resolution calling for an international convention which would accomplish certain fundamental objectives, to wit, that only reasonably experienced democracies be asked to participate, and that the number asked to participate should be small enough to enhance the chance for early agreement, yet large enough to create, if united, a preponderance of power on the side of freedom. You can put that tongue in cheek, on the side of freedom. That the delegates be officially appointed by that, but that they be uninstructed by their governments, so they shall be free to act in accordance with their own individual consciences. In other words, they serve without instructions. See, that's been the problem all along. Originally, when our country was founded, everybody that went to Congress and everybody that went to your state houses and everybody that was in your town councils acted, once they got elected, they went in dragging their feet. You know, they didn't really want to have to give up all that time because they weren't getting handsomely paid. And then generally to stay for one term, maybe two, you know, as they were trying to make George Washington the king. He says, no, thank you, please. Really, I've had enough. I've served my government most of my life. Thomas Jefferson said the same thing. But, you know, anyway, they drag them in kicking and screaming. But the idea was is you send them with the instructions. They're not free agents. It's not agency. Of course, they shut all that down over in England when they corrupted their government. They have lords and commons that they don't even represent their districts. They don't even live in their districts. Anyway, that delegates again be officially appointed, but that they be uninstructed by their governments. That's right. They can advance their own agenda. That whatever the phraseology, it should not be such as to preclude any proposal which, in the wisdom of the convention, is the most practical step. And that four, that the findings of the delegates could only be recommendations, later to be accepted or rejected by their legislatures and their fellow citizens. So the intent was that before Jorge Bush, number one, signs us up to be on the United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development, that they'd have to come back and run it through Congress. Of course, they couldn't do that. And so President William Jefferson Clinton, by executive order, created the President's Group on Sustainability and all that. Rot, rot. So there's more to that discussion. Let's jump over here and see what this is. Yes. The National Planning Association, of course, I talked a little bit about this when we were going through the formation of planning commissions, and we were talking about FEMA. We were talking about that earlier this morning, so I'll just give you this a little bit, too. Again, this is by Dan Smoot. If you haven't ever listened to his tapes or read his books, he's pretty interesting. A rather outspoken fellow. The National Planning Association was established in 1934, quote, to bring together leaders from agriculture, business, labor, and the professions to pool their experience and foresight in developing workable plans for the nature's future. You see, this is God's plan. This is the Sovietization of America. The quotation is from the NPA booklet, which also says, quote, every year since the NPA was organized, that's the National Planning Association, in 1934, its reports have strongly influenced our national economy, U.S. economic policy, and business decisions. You don't think that this little NGO has power? You'd be mistaken. Here are the members of the Council on Foreign Relations listed as officials on the National Planning Association, and then it goes on and lists them. The following officials of the National Planning Association are generally second-level affiliates of the CFR, or at any rate worth noting, and it goes on and lists them as well. Then it talks about the American Civil Liberties, and this one is rather interesting. The National Conference of Christians and Jews. The late Charles Evans Hughes, a member of the CFR, and the late S. Parks Codman, former president of the federal, now National Council of Churches, founded the National Conference of Christians and Jews in 1928. See, this is where this idea, this specious nonsense Judeo-Christian ethic comes from. The Council on Foreign Relations. People like Ivy Ledbetter Lee, you know, Bernays and others. In June of 1950, at the suggestion of Paul Hoffman, yes, I would imagine he wasn't one of the Christians, the National Conference of Christians and Jews founded the World Brotherhood at UNESCO House, United Nations Economic and Social Council or something like that, UNESCO, House in Paris, France. The officers of the World Brotherhood were, and it goes on, Konrad Adenauer, William Benton, Arthur Compton, Paul Henry Spack, Paul Hoffman, Herbert Lehman, George McCloy, George Meany, Madame Pandit, Paul Renault, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Adlai Stevenson. In August of 1958, World Brotherhood, that's kind of Masonic, isn't it? Equality, fraternity. Egality. Anyway, in August 1958, World Brotherhood held a similar seminar in Bern, Switzerland. All of the officers listed above attended and prepared working papers. Here's a summary of the conclusions reached at this World Brotherhood meeting, as condensed from an article by Arthur Kroc in the New York Times, November 21st of 1958. Quote, we must recognize that the communist countries are here to stay and cannot be wished away by propagandists. All right. Communist countries are here to stay. All is not bad in communist countries. Western nations could learn from communist experiments. We should study ways to make changes in both systems, communist and Western, in order to bring them nearer together. Interoperable? Interdependent? Right. Interdependent. We should try to eliminate the stereotype attitudes about and suspicion of communism, even though it is completely antithetical to Western man's points of view. We must assume that the communist side is not worse than, but merely different from our side. Obverse and reverse of the same coin. You have the House of Commons, and you have communists, and you have the House of Lords. You have the House of Representatives, and you have the Senate. Well, just two sides of the same coin, folks. The same eagle, two wings.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So much more could be shared from The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot, but we'll let that go for right now and jump over here to this one, The Lucretius, The Nature of the Universe. You want to understand a little bit about the laws of nature and nature's God, it helps to go back and begin at the beginning, or at least near to the beginning, and Lucretius is certainly high on my list of those near the beginning of this concept of the natural law, the nature of the universe, Lucretius, a Penguin classic. In paperback, which I've read many years ago, and I have it open in front of me right now. I reread this last in its entirety in 2006. But here's how it begins, Book 3, Life and Mind. Now listen up. You, who out of black darkness were first to lift up a shining light, revealing the hidden blessings of life, you are my guide, O glory of the Grecian race. In your well-marked footprints, now I plant my resolute steps. It is from love alone that I long to imitate you. Not from emulous ambition. Shall the swallow contend in a song with the swan? Or the kid match its rickety legs in a race with the strong-limbed steed? You are my father, illustrious discoverer of truth, and give me a father's guidance from your pages as bees in the flowery glades sip at every blossom. So do I crop all your golden sayings, golden indeed, and forever worthy of everlasting life. Of course, you can go to John 1:1 and look at logo. As your reasoning, as soon as your reasoning sprung from that godlike mind, talking about the Greeks now, lifts up its voice to proclaim the nature of the universe, then the terrors of the mind take flight. The ramparts of the world roll apart, and I see the march of events throughout the whole of space. The majesty of the gods is revealed in those quiet habitations, never shaken by storms, nor drenched by rain clouds, nor defaced by white drifts of snow, which a harsh frost congeals. A cloudless ether roofs them and laughs with radiance lavishly diffused. All their wants are supplied by nature, and nothing at any time cankers their peace of mind. But nowhere do I see the halls of hell. As I've stated before, if there be such a place as hell, it likely resides between your ears. Hell on earth. But nowhere do I see the halls of hell, writes Lucretius, though the earth is no barrier to my beholding all that passes underfoot in the space beneath. At this I am seized with a divine delight and a shuddering awe that by your power nature stands thus unveiled and made manifest in every part. I shall drive out neck and crop that fear of hell, which blasts the life of man from its very foundations, sullying everything with the blackness of death and leaving no pleasure pure and unalloyed. I know that men often speak of sickness or of shameful life as more to be dreaded than the terrors of hell. They profess to know that the mind consists of blood or maybe wind in Congress. If that is how the whim takes them, and to stand in no need whatsoever of our reasoning. Reasoning, the age of reason, Thomas Paine. But all this talk is based more on a desire to show off than on actual proof. As you may infer from their conduct, these same men, though they may be exiled from home, banished far from the sight of their fellows, soiled with some filthy crime, a prey to every torment, still cling to life. You might think about Socrates here. Wherever they come in their tribulation, they make propitiatory sacrifices, slaughter black cattle, and dispatch offerings to the departed spirits. The heavier their afflictions, the more devoutly they turn their minds to superstition. Now we're deep into Henry St. Simon again and August Comte. Look at a man in the midst of doubt and danger, doubt, fear, and worry. And you will learn in his hour of adversity what he really is. It is then that true utterances are wrung from the recesses of his breast. The mask is torn off. The reality remains. I would suggest there's an article up on the web. I haven't looked it up for myself this morning about a man who killed a grizzly bear the other day to defend his family and got himself in trouble with the law. Maybe some of those people who were cowered down, bunkered up, in the advance of Irene, were found in a prayer. Who do you pray to, my friends? A tornado sucking the roof off? You say that you don't believe. Atheist, agnostic, unbeliever, disbeliever? Oh, yeah. Until the walls start shaking, until the roof starts coming off, then, as Lucretius says, then we find out who you really are. No doubt about it. Well, I had something else I wanted to share with you today, but we're not going to get to that. But before we end the broadcast, just quickly, listened to a broadcast the other evening on another network and heard this woman, her name is Lierre Keith, L-I-E-R-R-E, funny name that her parents would choose there. Not only does her name include a lie, but she is also error, deep in error. I guess she's never heard the broadcast where we pray often to be guided into all truth and kept from error. But anyway, she's got a website up there, Deep Green Resistance. You might look at it. You know, every network seems to be infested now with the green weenies. They're in a full court press to advance their cause. What is Deep Green Resistance? You can find the website, http://deepgreenresistance.org. What is Deep Green Resistance? Well, the task of an activist is not to navigate systems of oppressive power with as much personal integrity as possible. It is to dismantle those systems, writes Lierre Keith. What is Deep Green Resistance? Right off the homepage of the website, Deep Green Resistance is an analysis, a strategy, and a movement being born, the only movement of its kind. Well, I hardly think so. Earth First has been around far longer, honey. Sierra Club, World Wildlife Federation, PETA, the rest of them. But here it goes. As an analysis, it reveals the last 10,000 years of human history, the rise and dominance of civilization as the culture of death that is now threatening every living being on Earth. She views our civilizations as a culture of death, and that it threatens every living being on Earth. Of course, when she's talking about living beings, she's not talking about human beings. She's talking about the bugs and the bunnies. She's a green weenie. As a strategy, it critiques ineffective lifestyle actions and explains their inevitable failure to stop the destruction of people, species, and the planet. In contrast, Deep Green Resistance offers a concrete plan for how to stop that destruction. Of course, she hasn't leapt off the edge of the Grand Canyon yet, so she still believes that she's part of the solution. As an above-ground movement, just now taking its first steps, Deep Green Resistance is based on this analysis and implementing this strategy. And, she says, we're recruiting. No more ineffective actions, piecemeal, reactive, and sad. No more feel-good, magical thinking, navel-gazing, consumer-based, capitalist-approved denial and dead ends. The goal of DGR is to deprive the rich of their ability to steal from the poor and the power of their ability to destroy the planet. This will require defending and rebuilding just and sustainable human communities nestled inside repaired and restored land bases. Nestled inside repaired and restored land bases. It kind of sounds like the Wildlands Project to me. This is a vast undertaking, but it needs to be said, it can be done. Industrial civilization can be stopped. That's right, my friends. You too can go back to the lifestyle of the Lakota, if you're fortunate. DGR's strategy involves two separate parts of the movement, an above and an underground. So I guess you probably have spent a little bit of time reading Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Maybe she's a Marxist at heart. But the above ground works for sustainable, just, and participatory institutions, and assist the above-ground frontline activists with loyalty and material support. Sounds like a United Nations NGO to me. And in any resistance scenario, the underground dismantles the strategic infrastructure of power. Terrorism? Dismantles the strategic infrastructure of power. That's right, don't buy, don't comply, and ask why, right? There's lots of them out there, fruitcakes they are. This is a basic tactic of both militaries and insurgents the world over for simple reasons that it works. For such actions alone are never a sufficient strategy for achieving an outcome. This means that any strategy aiming for a just future must include a call to build direct democracies based on human rights and sustainable material cultures. People sign up to join this sort of stuff. That's right. She actually said on the broadcast that 200 species are going extinct every day. You just do the math, my friends. Just do the math. Multiply the number of days so far this year times 200, and then ask yourself, someone please name these 200 species that have gone extinct every day. It's a crock of crap is what it is, and so is she. Back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.